It's been a long time since you rock and rolled. We have the potion that will help shake off the black dog and get back on the stairway to heaven.
Hey, hey, mama said the way you move, gonna make you sweat, gonna make you groove.
That's No Quarter. They're a Seattle tribute band that have built up a global following for their live performances over 15 years. So get ready to rock and roll in a breakfast-safe manner because No Quarter join us from Sydney. Brian Christensen and band, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, pleasure. It's one thing to be a tribute band with a global following, but to win over fans of one of the biggest rock bands ever that people kind of put up on a pedestal like this. Did you ever expect to be touring the world?
In my mind, I was putting it out there and, you know, it just sort of developed over time. It came on pretty quick, but we're excited, of course, to just be here, and it's starting to develop after everything that's been going down with COVID. So, yeah, we've been waiting for it.
You have. How does becoming a tribute act work, and how do you get permission from one of the biggest selling artists in the world to play their music like that?
Well, for us, one of the times in our stories, it actually helped out because a bass player in our band actually met the bass player for Led Zeppelin, and his comment was, well, as long as you guys are doing it, I don't have to worry about doing it with my band. So that was surely one way to have it happen. And, you know.
And it's an act very much, isn't it? These are roles that you play on stage. So what kind of preparation goes into a stage show? Do you study their moves? Does it change every show?
We study their moves. We study the music. We study what version we're going to be playing, whether it's going to be a live cut from like the movie Song Remains the Same for the diehard fans, or a studio cut for the casual fans coming in for the first time. And it all just comes together and we throw it on stage.
And I think you mentioned the answer to this, but I'm wondering if there are any more members too. Have you met any of the original crew from Led Zeppelin?
No, not yet. One of our members met John Paul Jones years back, and it was incredible to see that happen. But other than that, nothing yet. We're always like one degree away from somebody that knows them.
Close, but still so far. Led
exactly.
Zeppelin never really regrouped after their drummer died in 1980. Why is that?
Well, Jimmy described it as there was like a psychic connection between them with the improvisation. And I mean, that's the thing about Led Zeppelin is their songs really never remain the same on stage live. They always constantly change through improvisation. And Bonham was so connected with Jonesy and Page that they didn't want to throw somebody else in. They just didn't think it was possible to do.
Did that provide the gap in the market for you to get your audience?
I think so. I mean, you know, it did happen in 1980, and I didn't have the idea till, you know, just before 2000 to start it. So I think the timing was right for us. It was the right time. I think anything coming on right after he died would have been too soon, personally. So we were lucky and fortunate to have the timing just right.
Yeah, so that kind of a period of respect, is that what you mean? Is that,
yes,
is that important?
Yes. Absolutely. We respect the members of the band as well as the music. So, yes.
You've played with some other legends like Foreigner and Jeffrey Starship as a Led Zeppelin tribute. What kind of response do you get from the stars?
Oh, I remember Eddie Money, we were opening for him in one concert, and he just came up to us and just put his arm around me and goes, please just don't blow me away on stage. And I was just like really, really humbled to hear that because, you know, he's an original writer who creates his own music and we're covering it. But we were, you know, The compliments from everybody have been really, really sincere. They really respect what we're doing, and I know it just goes from there.
You're from Seattle. How would you compare America now to how it was when Led Zeppelin were playing and touring in the 60s to the 80s?
I would say there's less rioting going on. I mean, they had a lot of problems in the day when Zeppelin, with the, you know, every time people would get excited, the police would start throwing, you know, tear gas and stuff, and it was pretty brutal times that they were in. And, you know, there's more press coverage favoring Led Zeppelin now because they finally get it. They didn't back in the day. So it was really, you know, it's a well-respected, well-known band. Of course, now everybody knows it. But back then they were paving the road, you know, so it was quite different.
You're going to play a live song for us, and who is playing with you in the band?
Okay, our Robert Plant is none other than August Young. And
hello.
Hello.
And our other bass player, mandolin, keyboard player goes by the name of John Paul Joel.
Excellent. Well, and you're going to play Going to California. Take it away.
Thank you.
My stuff and drink all my wine. I made up my mind, I'm making a new start. Going to California with an aching in my heart. Someone told me there's a girl out there, love in her eyes and flowers. Start to tremble and shake. The children of the sun begin to awake. Now wake up. She plays guitar and cries and sings la la la. Ride a white mare in the footsteps of dawn. Try to find a woman who's never, never, never been born. Standing on a hill in the mountain of dreams, telling myself it's not as hard, hard as it seems. People, sometimes it's hard.
Seattle's No Quarter. I do have one last question. Your name, No Quarter, is from a Led Zeppelin song. Why did you choose this as your band's name?
Great question. I was actually watching Page and Plant on tour, and out of the songs that they played that entire night, No Quarter, when they played it, just blew me right off my feet. I just could not believe and the response from the audience, it just hit me, and I'm like, that's the name of the band I'm going to call it.
And so it happened. Thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Tribute to Led Zeppelin's Legacy is touring Australia right now, and you can find the details by searching for No Quarter Tour online, and it's pretty easy to do.
Think bigger about the world we live in.
Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.